You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And now,
be curious, not judgmental.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
May not even be safe, probably not for your workers even.
Streaming on WEEI.com and everywhere on the Odyssey app.
Nah, don't be fraudulent. I told you, my music knowledge is way wider than yours. We've already established this numerous times on this show.
He knows more overall.
Overall. No, I don't know more about 80s rock than you, but I know
A2 Brute?
This is
the Greg Hill Show.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
What's up, G-Man? How you doing?
Hilly. We're happy to have the Hill Man.
I love the show, by the way. It's great.
Starring Greg Hill.
They say in Russia, tough s***y.
Did you dump out?
Yeah.
You dumped out on Mike Milbury?
I don't blame you. Go ahead. But I can say it again if you want.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
They jell of us else.
Wiggy.
What I always say, the grass isn't always greener on the other side.
That's what
they say. And then what was she, a nun? For Loyola.
Loyola Marymount?
Yeah, remember the nun?
Yeah.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
I mean, Courtney, I'm not really sure I understand that.
Courtney Cox.
He was still giving it to them hard. Why are you on my ass?
And accompanied by.
Hi.
Two big brains behind the glass.
David Ortiz.
Curtis.
Greg, did you go to see the Hunger Games and were you wildly disappointed?
And Shime.
Oh, Shime. Holy cow.
Now.
But we've got to be role models.
Right.
Oh, God.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
You masshole.
Gave them a lot of what for.
You just have no idea what you're talking about.
On Boston Sports Original.
Cheers. Crushing beers. I'm watching the Pats.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show. Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go. What's up, everybody?
Friday, we made
it, folks.
Happy Friday.
Woo.
Yes, bitches.
The blame for last night when it comes to the Bruins falls squarely on either one of two people. Curtis, is it on the Shime jinx or the Mike Milbury jinx?
Shimer.
Shime?
How is that me?
Yep.
I bet on the Bruins every single time they play, and I've jinxed them. They've lost, what, like a total of 10 games all year or something? Come on.
Yeah. Not every time a black cat crosses in front of you do you get bad luck, but it's ominous.
I think it might be on Milbury suggesting that the ominous schedule for the Bruins was going to be an issue going forward.
Well, he said it.
That might be what it is.
Yeah, and I don't think it's like, I think he lets you know, like, hey, things are about to change here.
Yeah,
so I don't think he's like saying, oh, they're going to, Shime said they were going to win and that kind of thing. Milbury was like, things are going to change.
He was kind of spot on.
Yeah.
A little bit. Spot on.
This would have been perfect Boston right now if this prior night occurred the first day of legalized sports betting. That they you could finally bet on these teams that haven't lost together forever, and then they lose on the same night.
Yeah. How long has it been since they lost together on
the same
night?
Had it in my trending as the only good note from last night, but January 6, 2022 was the last time that they both lost on the same night.
Okay.
That all is right. Impressive.
That is impressive, yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely impressive. All right. Well, bound to happen, regular season. Both of your beloved teams end up losing last night, and we will get to trending momentarily with Courtney and give you the deets as you kids like to say. Speaking of what you kids like to do, I really enjoyed learning yesterday on the social medias what your average day is like.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much. Jackson.
Right.
Jackson texted me and said, hey, can you film this?
Uh-huh.
And so I did. I do as I'm told when it comes to Jackson. And
you do? I think that might be a
risky proposition. What was that thing on your face you had?
An ice roller.
An ice roller?
Yeah.
What? I was wondering the same thing, Wiggy. What is the deal with that?
You use it to depuff your face. You know, I've had a lot of people that were in my DMs asking where they could get their own.
Oh,
so
okay.
I use that to wake me up. It's ice cold.
Should we do a Numbnuts logoed ice roller for your face?
Okay. That's a lot.
You could have, like, the Curtis face right on there when you're bowling your own face at home.
Nobody wants that.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't want it.
How much does one pay for an ice roller?
Oh, like, they're $7.
Oh, okay.
They're very cheap off Amazon.
How
you
much
keep
is
it
the
in
ice?
Your freezer.
So you keep it in the freezer.
Yeah.
And then when you're feeling a little puffy,
yeah,
you decide to just go and roll your face.
Which is every morning for me.
Okay.
Courtney likes puffy. Is she pregnant? She should lay off the filler.
Why don't you get a life and join me in here?
Oh my God. The face. Losers in the, like, the fact you can scroll by something and if you don't like it, you don't need to leave a comment. Like, the people that are like, nobody asked for this. Oh, are the rest of the clowns going to do one of these
things? But it's like a Yelp review, right?
Yeah. Actually, the guy that I was talking about the clowns. He said it with all due respect. So I actually enjoy that guy.
Okay.
But the other ones, I mean, losers.
Well, I mean, listen, I think that was Jackson's idea.
Mm-hmm.
I think Jackson is running the social media for the show right now, which is a little bit like when they put that guy in charge of alerting the world when there was incoming nuclear weapons and the guy set the alarm off in Hawaii. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
That's kind of like Jackson running our social media. But he's doing a really good job, and he was the one who suggested a day in the life from everybody.
Yeah,
so,
and I also think that was a good learning curve for Jackson. He and I sat after the show yesterday. I taught him how to make a reel, how to do a voiceover.
Yeah.
It was informative.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay, good. Well, anyway.
Can't wait to see your guys.
It is a Friday, and we got lots to get to on the show. I can't wait to see Curtis's day in the life. Who's next? Is it Curtis or Shime or Wiggy? Or
I don't
next?
Know. It's up to Jackson.
Okay, all right. Speaking of Jackson, I think there's a hot mic lingering from yesterday, which we can get to at some point on today's show. But before that, the leads this morning coming up in about 15 minutes or thereabouts. And then they said it, which is a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports coming up at 7:20. And an NFL receiver dares to say why he wouldn't want Tom Brady on his team is among what we will discuss during They Said It at 7:20. News with Courtney coming up at 7:30, and why an Australian man made the wrong choice when stealing an item from the adult store is a part of the news this morning. So we will get to that at around 7:30 on today's show. And I'm assuming that we will hammer LaShime with Nick Costos coming up at 9:30.
That is correct.
Do we have to say goodbye to Costos at the end of the NFL season, or can he stick right around and keep betting basketball, hockey, March Madness?
He was bragging about his soccer betting yesterday on Twitter.
Was he?
So I bet he'd be happy to continue coming on with us post NFL season. But I'll have a discussion.
You
got to
find what his wit, because he said he doesn't really do baseball. Remember he said that. So if the wheelhouse is, I think March Madness, he's probably into that.
Oh yeah.
I believe they'll be doing a special on the weekends prior to March Madness here on our station. So I bet he would be thrilled.
And we should just have him on to catch up. You know, he's got a big life moment ahead of him. Mm-hmm. I want to make sure that we're in the know when it comes to Costos and his wedding.
Have you figured out how you're betting the weekend, Sean?
I have, yes. I know exactly how I'm betting the weekend. I have three specific bets will be placed. Two will be placed. One has already been placed.
I think we know where most people are going on one of those bets. It's very simple. One's guy got a bad leg, and the other one don't. Everybody, I had an event last night, and everybody's like, yeah, you know what I'm doing? I'm betting Cincinnati. Cincinnati.
Humble brag.
Cincinnati.
Well,
Cincinnati. What do you think? Well, Patrick Mahomes is hurt. It's probably
so
a small
is that just so I'm on board.
Mm-hmm.
Is the entire show going to be an excuse before the game is played for Patrick Mahomes from you? Is that what it's going to
be? Well, I don't think it's an excuse.
No, is that what I just want to be clear on it?
I would say it's a halfway excuse.
Yeah, so that's what you're going to do.
I'm like a Milwaukee Bucks fan right now. The only reason why the Celtics beat Milwaukee last year is because they didn't have Chris Middleton. I mean, isn't that what people do?
So Mahomes isn't playing?
No, he's playing, but he's playing on one leg.
It's not like Middleton at all.
Yeah, he's playing on one leg.
Just before the game is played, you're going to sit here all morning making excuses for Patrick
Mahomes. Well, let me ask this question. Is it the same game?
It's a football game.
No. See, there
all
we go.
All season long, for 100 years, every team has played, whether somebody is injured or not.
Yep.
So we never talk about injuries now.
No, we do,
sports.
But he didn't look injured when he was walking around. He had a pep in his step.
I asked the question, and it clearly you guys can't answer normally.
Everybody will use it as an excuse. But I also don't want to hear like the linebacker Willie Gay talking to media saying, like, what impresses you about the Bengals offense, and him saying nothing.
Well, I
don't want any excuses. If nothing impresses and the Bengals stink, then this should be easy for the Chiefs.
I asked the simple question, is it the same game that it would be looked at and viewed if they were both healthy?
Yes.
Okay, stop it. Stop it. Stop listening. Don't drink no more?
Jesus Christ. How's the head-to-head record when it comes to the two teams?
Right now, the Cincinnati's 3-0 in that one.
Uh-huh. Was Patrick Mahomes hurt?
Yeah, he was healthy.
Okay.
He was healthy. Okay. So you're telling me you can sit there and honestly look with a straight face and say that this game would be viewed the same way if they were both healthy.
No, I agree with you. Joe Burrow is a loser. I agree with you.
That's all I'm saying.
That's the direction that you're going in.
I know it hurts your booty hole, but it's the truth. I'm trying to put as much Vaseline as I can.
Oh, you're on fire this morning.
No, I mean, when I'm dealing with, I don't mean it in a negative way. But when I'm dealing with morons.
Oh, I see. I'm a moron.
And a morette.
We have a moron and a morette.
Yes, we got to make sure we get the clue. Right. It's equal footing.
Thank you.
Wiggy feels like the Joker today. It just came in, dumped a ton of gasoline on a pile of cash.
No, but Shyam, you can understand what I'm saying.
But everybody's pointing you to other times where Patrick Mahomes has been healthy. I think a lot of people think the Bengals have the Chiefs number.
And I would agree with that as a
so then
point.
The injury shouldn't really matter.
But if you can't say it doesn't
matter. No, I know. I get
that's
what you're saying.
That's all I'm saying. If you get what I'm saying, why are we sitting here having this conversation?
So
why are we
circling
the cul-de-sac?
For me, like, the injury matters, but even if he wasn't injured, I would still be betting on the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay, same.
Yep.
That's two people. But Shyam, you're the betting expert. If the,
really? You see what happened?
Hey, I got the Celtics over.
Did you see what happened? You did get the over on the Celtics.
Yes, he did get there. But Shyam,
blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while.
All right.
Well,
your nut, by the way, has frosting on it. I know it does.
I love frosting. So much. And I'd like to clarify, too, I'm not a buttercream frosting guy.
Oh.
I want the hard sugar frosting. That is the best frosting. The Shaw's cakes. Shaw's makes the best. The best cakes, because the frosting is to die for.
I don't like buttercream frosting, said no one ever.
I prefer the other frosting over buttercream frosting.
I like the extra buttercream.
I don't really like cake.
Is that like the
I'm an ice cream cake person.
Is that similar to like the butter cake at Ocean Prime?
No, it's nothing like the butter cake. All right.
I have no idea what he's talking about then.
I love the first break of the show when food comes up, because Wiggy is so high, he gets the munchies immediately.
Someone DoorDash a cake from Shaw's right now.
Have you ever noticed that?
I'm not a big cake person.
He's so stoned that as soon as the talk turns to food, he immediately gets that. His eyes open up more than the inch that they were open
prior
to that.
I'm not a big cake person, though.
But you're not?
I like cheesecake and butter cake.
Those are two cakes.
Yeah,
so.
but that's about the only two I'll eat.
Okay. All right. Well, anyway.
Noted.
We got a lot to get to this morning on this program. If you'd like to be on, then the number to call is 617-779-7937. Or if it is more convenient to text your comment, you can text it to the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. I don't know who was first in on the Twitch chat this morning, and there was actually, this is shocking, but there was an early morning argument in Twitch about who was first on. So I don't know how we award the WEEI logoed Red Sox schedule refrigerator magnet to the first in on the Twitch chat when they're arguing about it internally. I don't know how we figure that out.
I feel like I jump on it pretty early, too, though.
You're in early?
Yeah, I'm in, like, as soon as it's ready to go.
Who are you again in Twitch?
I am IB SB36 champ.
Okay. Super Bowl 36 champ. That's what you noted yourself.
You want a Super Bowl?
Yes.
Oh, you want
to? I did win one.
Oh, you want a Super Bowl?
Yes, I did win one. I had to sign a bunch of autographs.
If not for John Casey, he'd have two.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. But he kicked the ball out of bounds.
All right. Well, we'll figure that out at some point, I guess. But you, a reminder that you can watch this show on Twitch. Just go to Twitch and follow WEEI. And here is Courtney. And what is trending first thing this morning?
Gresh and Fourier, weekdays 10 to 2. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, both teams took an L last night. The Celtics led by as much as 15 in the game against the Knicks, then trailed by 13 in the fourth quarter. They came back. They got the thing to overtime. Final score was 120 to 117. Jason Tatum had 35 points and 14 rebounds, while Jaylen Brown had 22 points but lacked when it came to efficiency. Shot just 8 of 22 from the field. He also missed two free throws with 7.6 seconds left in OT. That would have given the Seas the lead, unfortunately.
No legs.
Yeah. This team misses Marcus Smart.
To me, watching that game last night, they looked like they were the more talented, skilled team. Mm-hmm. They just looked like they weren't putting the effort in.
Simple, man. That comes from the head coach. You look at this team this year, they were nowhere near what they were last year defensively. And that is the difference when you watch some of these games that they're losing. Their defense is not the same. And defense is played.
Defense is banged up, though.
But defense is played with energy in the NBA. That's what defense is energy and guys wanting to do that. They were number one in the NBA last year in team defense. Now they're like middle of the pack. That comes from the head coach.
Well, you bring up the head coach. Here's what he said. He said to Jaylen Brown after the game about those free throws.
But Jaylen is a guy who can kind of get down on himself, particularly after missing the free throws. Is that, do you have a conversation with him?
I love you, Jaylen.
Anything more than that and anything going forward?
I love you, Jaylen, and I believe in you.
So that was his message to Jaylen after the game. So the Seas dropped.
He's renting.
3 in 4 days. They're off tonight. They take on the Lakers tomorrow at home. Right. The Bruins also in L in Florida. 3-2 was the final to snap a B's 6-game win streak. The game-winning goal for Tampa came off a face-off loss for Krejci. A lot of people questioning whether there was a face-off violation there. Mm. Here's what Krejci had to say about that after the loss.
Krejci, did Stamkos' stick go on your stick during that face-off?
I didn't see the replay, but I felt like he went straight for my stick before the, you know, the puck touched the ice. You're not allowed to do that. I got kicked out for that many times, but I don't want to accuse the ref because that's how I felt, but I haven't seen it yet.
That dirty Stamkos chime.
Bogus.
Dirty.
Absolutely bogus. The Bruins got boned a few times yesterday by the refs. They didn't get a goalie they got a goalie interference call on Taylor Hall that wasn't called earlier in the game on the Lightning, but apparently you can get shoved into the opposing goalie, and that's goalie interference. And then on top of that, that faceoff was so dumb. So dumb. The ref literally hurls it right into Stamkos' lap. Yeah. And Stamkos whacks Krejci's stick away to Kucherov, one-timer.
But
goal.
I think you're getting a little bit, or at least it seemed like last night, you're getting a little bit of what you used to get when teams played the Patriots, where it was their Super Bowl. It was like last night was like the Stanley Cup final.
It felt like a playoff game.
For the Lightning.
In a lot of ways, it felt like a playoff game. And to think, too, that the Bruins kind of got boned by the refs. On top of that, they were horrible in their D zone. They were turning the puck over left and right. Brandon Carlo really struggled in that game, and yet you still had a chance to tie it in the final minute of the game.
My lead is why I think the Lightning played so hard last night.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh. And it was from somebody off the ice.
I think I know.
Not Dale Arnold, nope. But I think I know the direction you might be going in.
Yeah. Dale here.
Yeah. I like it.
On to football quickly. Christian McCaffrey missed back-to-back practices yesterday with a bruised calf. He did talk to media when he was asked if there was a chance he won't play Sunday. He simply said zero. So zero chance Christian McCaffrey does not take the field on
Sunday. And even
Sunday.
In that game, the San Francisco game, that's a different betting on that game because of the McCaffrey injury.
Yeah.
Completely different game. McCaffrey's a huge part of that right. offense, and you knew he was dealing with something because he wasn't getting reps at the end of the game. So you look at that in the same way. If San Fran loses the game, well, there are going to be people who say, well, imagine if they had a healthy McCaffrey.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, do the Eagles have a healthy quarterback?
He looks pretty healthy.
Yeah, I think the guy's been injured
for 2 months.
Yeah. Oh, that's two months. There's a difference between 2 months and a week before the game.
Okay.
Well, have you ever dealt with an injury? You should know that.
I understand why you're a fan of the quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles.
A bruised calf, though. That, to me, doesn't seem like it. It's not a high ankle sprain. It's not like the other injuries we talk about.
It looks more like a strain, the way he was stretching it.
Yeah.
So he could, that is an injury that for him, he's probably, every time he runs, he's feeling like
speeds down.
Yeah, something back there.
Well, speaking of Sunday, the NFC and AFC championship games are here. At 3 on the Lord's Day, we have the 49ers and Eagles in Philly, and then 6:30 Bengals and Chiefs. No neutral site there. It's going through Kansas City. And a reminder that all these games can be heard right here on WEEI. So listen in on Sunday on 93.7 or for free on the Odyssey app. We're going to hammer the Shime with Nick Kostos later in the show. So
9:30.
Excited to hear what Shime is betting this weekend. That is what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 32 degrees outside, afternoon high of 40.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
By the way, some good news this morning when it comes to the Prince of Darkness, Curtis, not you, Ozzy Osbourne. Ozzy and Joan Jett will be in a Super Bowl ad. Is it just me, or has the quality of the Super Bowl commercials gone down over the last few years?
It is not just you, and big reason why, from my perspective, they released them early.
Mm-hmm.
So much of the Super Bowl viewing sort of experience was seeing, you know, I remember the famous one following 9/11 during the game. Wiggy, you were playing. Sorry, you probably missed the commercial.
No, he didn't. He was able to watch the game.
Oh, okay, good. But the Anheuser-Busch, the Clydesdales.
Yeah.
With 9/11 at the towers.
Yeah,
like those things were poignant, really cool. I don't know when it began. I want to say maybe like 4 years ago. you started seeing the early release because the cost has risen so high.
Yeah.
So these companies want to get the bang for their buck and pre-release it. But it does remove a lot of the enjoyment.
I wonder if they're going to do any of those. Have you seen like the Jesus commercials? A Christianity group purchased a bunch of commercials for the NFL season. I wonder if they're going to have.
They have
a group. I don't know where this money is coming from, but it seems like there's a million every single game. I forget the slogan they go with, like "He is us" or something.
Yeah.
But
they
they
should do a collab with Y Snacks and do Jeez-Its. Like a snack food for the
that
Super Bowl.
That is good.
Jesus. That was a good one.
Oh, thank you, Wiggy.
Yeah, that was good.
Also, easier first half an hour of the show to make Wiggy laugh. Back to the topic about his condition when he arrives here.
No, my condition is fine.
But it's gotten sort of the commercials.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like it used to be. You'd come in after the Super Bowl and do a show, and everybody would be talking about two or three commercials, which were amazing. Mm-hmm. And now there's nothing.
It was commercials or either movie trailers. Those are the things that you talked about for the Super Bowl. Well, Curtis is right now. Every commercial, all you got to do is go to YouTube and you'll find it.
I would say the last live commercial that was really sort of viral was the one where they tackled the employees. Do you remember that? It was like a count.
Like the dude. You talking about the dude who went around and just the black linebacker dude.
What was that guy's name?
Oh man, I forget his name.
I don't want to speculate. Let's see.
No, he's an actor that I know exactly you're talking about.
Somebody will get it on the text.
Yeah, he had like a, I forget what they called
Terry Tate.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, big weekend when it comes to football, and we'll talk about it all morning. Shime and Nick Costos will tell you who to bet coming up at 9:30 on
Terry Crews. I'm an idiot.
Oh.
Yeah, the guy on Brooklyn Nine-Nine, Terry.
Oh, that was Terry Crews who played that
he's also
linebacker.
White Chicks, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's the one who had he's been in a bunch of movies. Terry Crews.
Yeah, but the name of the guy
was Terry Tate,
was
the
linebacker,
the
character. Right. Yes. Okay. Where was I? We are going to get to They Said It coming up at 7:20. And an NFL wide receiver dared to say that he wouldn't want Tom Brady on his team. So we will discuss that. And Curtis, you can leave during that segment at 7:20 this morning.
It's okay. I got plenty to mock around here today.
And what else? News coming up accordingly at 7:30. Yes,
and Jackson reminded me that it is an Ask Me Anything Friday.
Oh, on our social media.
Yes. So go ahead to our Instagram.
On Instagram.
Yep.
Okay. Ask Me Anything Friday on social media.
Why are you still here?
The show Instagram is The Greg Hill Show, WEEI, correct? If you would like to give us a follow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. Courtney was talking about my guy, Pete Pritchard, being at a BC basketball game with some sort of local influencer.
Very popular influencer in Boston. Huh. Yeah. Emma McDonald. Stunning.
Never heard of her.
She's, oh my God. You've definitely seen her. She's the McDonald sisters are very big influencers
in
Boston.
There's two of them.
Yes. Maggie and Emma.
Huh.
But Peyton Pritchard sitting courtside with her.
Wow.
I like it. They make a handsome looking couple.
Really?
Mm. Yep.
Huh. Okay.
Yep.
You would think that Blake Griffin would be the one who was all in on that.
I know.
But way to go, Pete Pritchard. Yes, Curtis?
No. I love Courtney's exasperated sound when we don't know a local influencer.
I know. I'm like, I know, guys, keep up with the times.
I know.
You bringing up Emily Ratajkowski, and it's like, who? Emma McDonald? she's national? No,
she's a
local.
National influencer. She's very popular.
What does that mean?
Right. They're like, not just Boston people know her.
Mm-hmm. I type in Emma McDonald, BC, and there's a theological PhD candidate.
She didn't go to BC. She was just she's at the game.
I try to Google her on IG. Is she blue check marked?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to love her Instagram.
Yeah. I couldn't find
her. Greg will be following by the end of the show.
Oh, he already is. I just clicked. Yeah.
So E-M-M-A.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, she's...
Yeah. I mean, are there people on this program, Courtney, who don't know who that influencer is?
Nah.
Okay, all right, good.
Oh, my God.
Can we get right to this?
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Aerosmith, great choice. Chime, same old song and dance. And today's leads brought to you by Ketches Law Group. Ketches has had the backs of New England's construction workers since 1986. You pay nothing unless they win. So if you've been injured, then you can get a free evaluation when you call 508-321-7000 or when you visit catcheslaw.com. Chime, hello.
Hello, Gregory. Well, for the New England Patriot fans all across the world, they should be focused not on the AFC Championship game this weekend, but on the NFC Championship game this weekend.
That was Walk This Way, not Same Old Song and Dance. All right.
I thought you were using Same Old Song and Dance as a turn of phrase.
I'm an idiot.
Bad.
I'm an idiot.
I would have corrected you.
I need to
go home. Don't talk about yourself like that.
You're really smart.
Was it the Run DMC one?
It wasn't the Run DMC. I have so many songs and artists floating around in my brain.
Yeah,
and
you get jumbled up sometimes. It happens.
I'm addled. I'm a senior citizen. Yeah. My brain doesn't work the way.
Well,
it used
when
to
I
work.
Messed up Mark Wahlberg's Wild Side, you sure enough went to Twitch.
It was
what type of music knowledge has he got? It was wild style.
It was actually the texters and the Twitch people who were holding you accountable. But
well,
that's fine.
In the Twitch, it says, Greg, good music knowledge. It was Walk This Way.
Yeah, I know.
Buffoons.
I know the Twitch people are going to be all over me. That's fine. Well,
get Greg, your music right.
Do what I do. Emma McDonald says, carpe diem.
Yes.
Oh, I knew Curtis would all of a sudden now come at Emma McDonald just like he's done with Sophie and other influencers in the past.
Curtis. Hey, I'm not blocked.
Curtis, I'm with you. I still can't find this Emma McDonald on IG.
How can you not find her on Instagram?
Because she's not on there.
Yes, she is.
What is wrong with you today?
Unless I'm spelling McDonald.
How are you spelling it?
M-C?
Nope, M-A-C. M-A-C.
M-A-C. Okay. Emma McDonald.
Or right. Emma always says H-8 is gonna hate.
She's probably rising and grinding right now.
And making a hell of a lot more more money than any of us. So
is that her?
Yes.
All right, she's not blue check mom.
Can Ethan get her up?
How many followers is she?
Ethan, get her up on the freaking Twitch so people who are watching the show can see her on Twitch.
Jackson, like, if we don't
probably
have,
can't find it.
Jackson, if we don't have more Instagram followers than Emma McDonald by 10, you're fired.
She's going to
300,000. That's like nothing on IG.
What are you talking about?
300,000 is
if
not
you're
nothing.
An influencer, yeah, that's nothing.
Oh my
but
god.
But I'm a macro influencer. I have 60,000. She
macro,
has 300.
I don't know what a macro in
macro?
Yeah, what is
it
that?
Means I a lot of influence.
Well, clearly not.
Definitely not a micro influence.
Ethan, I'm sending you the video of she and Peyton Pritchard sitting courtside.
Yeah, you gotta, in order to be like, you gotta be up in the millies.
Huh?
You gotta be in the mills. Can't be 300,000.
I mean, if you have fewer followers than Khloe Kardashian, are you really an influencer?
Right. It can't be. She's an influencer. She only got 300K. You gotta be at least a mil.
Are we gonna talk about the strange letter that you received from a listener about the Kardashians?
Yeah. Okay. It's for Wiggy through me.
Yeah, it's kind of strange. We'll do that later. Maybe 7 o'clock. Anyway, we're in the middle of shot. Now we're not going to have time for all the leads.
But I love Fridays.
You love Fridays?
Yeah,
it is kind of a Friday.
Off the rail Fridays.
Yeah, it's a flex Friday.
Emma McDonald would say Fri-yay.
Curtis, let it go. She seems like a very nice girl.
I don't know her at all. Anyway, Sean, what were you saying?
Let me retrace my steps here. Oh, right. Patriots fans should not be as concerned with the AFC Championship game as they should be with the NFC Championship game. That is the more important game to you, specifically because that is theoretically how you should be focused on building an NFL team. You look at the Eagles and the 49ers, their rosters top to bottom are exceptionally good. Aside from the quarterback, they have such a good roster outside of the quarterback. You look at the San Francisco offense, and especially their front four, and then you look at that Philadelphia defense top to bottom is elite. And then you still have weapons like A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith. That is what the Patriots front office needs to be focused on.
It seem like they, all right, I love the way they build their rosters, but get me a two elite wide receivers in A.J. Brown and fifth to sixth overall pick? And then you go to the 49ers. And if you can get me Debo or George Kittle or Christian McCaffrey.
Well, yeah, I'm saying for the Patriots, that needs to be your blueprint, is those guys. Because right now you don't have Joe Burrow or Patrick Mahomes. Mm-hmm. So in order to build a successful competitive team, you need to look at those NFC championship teams and be like, that's exactly the blueprint we need to follow.
Okay, thank you, Shyam. Curtis, good morning.
All right, very briefly, if you have a chance later today, listen to Karen Grigian with Mago and Arcan yesterday and Fitzy, I believe. It was a great interview, great show. And Karen told the show that she was shocked at the amount of people that were willing to speak from the organization.
Mm, I heard that.
And I would say it's even to me, this is shocking, that it took the Patriots less than 3 years to morph into the Jets.
Mm.
3 years, three new coordinators. Everybody's blaming everybody else. There's no accountability. I believe that this included everybody in the organization within the story. They were all contacted to comment. And then I believe that Robert Kraft expedited the hire of Bill O'Brien to get ahead of this story, knowing it was coming down the pipeline.
Oh, okay.
So it really is.
You and I had a similar lead. Real quick, because we're the show screwed up anyway.
I love tag teaming.
I'm really bothered by people who are poo-pooing this article because it's anonymous sources. It drives me crazy. Yeah. You have two excellent journalists.
Yes.
Who wrote this article.
Who worked their asses off,
who
too.
Who both have fantastic sources. So to sit here, as a lot of people did yesterday, and people started the show texting about it on the Subaru of New England text line, to poo-poo the article and act like it's a bunch of fake news is ridiculous. You have your head in the Patriots' sand if you're somebody who doesn't acknowledge the dysfunction that was going on down there on that side of the football all season long.
Also, is it the first article you've ever read? Because it's always anonymous sources. I would say 99% of the time when it's a story like this that's so damning, it's going to be anonymous sources.
Yeah. Sorry, Curtis. Was that it on your lead?
No, and I completely co-sign with the whole thing. Every time there was a story, I remember Seth Wickersham 3-4 years ago had this story about the upcoming huge battle between Brady, Guerrero, and Bill Belichick, and everybody's like, idiot, it's all wrong. Like, literally, it was all right. So just trust the news. I believe Andrew Callahan, and I definitely believe Karen Grigian. And here's the other thing. Has there been a single beat writer in the market that has come out saying, I don't agree with this, this is wrong?
No.
That would be a great thing for guys like Bedard or someone to get some clicks to say this is wrong. Yep. I haven't heard a peep about it.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Curtis. Courtney?
Good morning, everybody. Like I said earlier, I think the Lightning were playing with vengeance when it came to their game with the Bruins last night, and it was because of one, Jack Edwards. Before the game, there was a photo that surfaced online of Jack Edwards kneeling down, Ethan has it for Twitch, talking to Pat Maroon.
But he's kneeling, talking to Pat Maroon. Pat Maroon is putting on his skates and ignoring him.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. It's like Rory McIlroy when Patrick Reed goes over and tries to shake his hand.
Yes.
Like, why is Jack Edwards in the locker room trying to apologize?
Right.
Also, like, there was no apology real apology from Jack. This is all happening kind of behind the scenes, and I found that it was interesting when you heard from guys like Taylor Hall, who told the Globe, I'm glad they talked. I'm sure Jack had an apology for him because it's not the first time Jack's gone over the line.
Oh,
it's always best to chat it out. Then Ian Cole, for the Lightning, said, I'm just watching to make sure Patty doesn't rip his head off.
Wow.
So obviously Jack went in to apologize to try to mend the relationship. I don't really know how that went, but anytime that you're throwing shade like Jack did, it's not good for the Bruins.
Yeah.
And I think that's why so many people had an issue with it, because why are you just going on and on about someone's weight on the opposite team when you know that whole... I you can laugh about it all you want.
Where's TC? TC, call up, please. I thought hockey players were supposed to be the toughest thing. So a guy's upset now because he made a few jokes about you being. Oh,
it was like 5 minutes of not
like
funny jokes.
I don't think it ruined his life, but also he's sitting there getting ready to play a game in the NHL. He doesn't want some Dodo television announcer bothering him.
Well, no, that I agree
get
with
out
you.
Of my face.
But why is he there?
I agree. I'm shocked he didn't haul off right. and take a couple of his chiclets but with his fist.
Why is he there? Because people are like, Jack, you got to apologize. Jack, you got to apologize. You shouldn't have to apologize for making the same way we had to see Stephen A. Smith and Shannon Sharp handcuffed to the television apologizing. You said it. It is what it is. Move on. You made a couple jokes. So did you take it a little too far in the sense of going on? Yes, he's a grown man. He's a hockey player. Do you think he really went home and shed a tear?
No, he went and he donated $2,000 for bullying. So it's
$2,000.
Yeah, and so yeah. Jack Edwards, what he should have done is donated $2,000 himself. Instead of doing this whole show
well,
and dance.
The fact that you got to apologize for everything. Jack shouldn't even
have
been
to
in
apologize
them.
For everything, but just know your audience.
Would have been great if Jack walked in there with a pizza.
Yeah, right.
Like a large cheese pizza and gave it to a
peace office girlfriend.
Hey, don't throw that out. It's stuffed crust.
All right. Thank you, Courtney. Wiggy, real quick from you.
All right, real quick. Everybody talked about Gerard Mayo and turning down the Carolina head coaching opportunity. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I told you, Gerard Mayo's probably a smart guy and knows that it was a dog and pony show down there because they've already hired Frank Reich as their new head coach. Mm-hmm. What are we doing in the NFL? Are we just recycling guys here?
Yeah.
You know, so, and you and I think that's why people made it seem like Mayo turned down that job because he knew that New England was going to be the place for him to be the coaching waiting. Mm-hmm. I think Mayo now we start to see turned it down because he probably got whispers like, dude, you're just a token interview.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Wiggy. Coming up next, when it comes to the Boston Herald article, which broke the Patriots' internet, why are some accusing this program and others of carrying water for the Boston Herald? That would be the exact opposite thing that we would do. We'll get to that coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We wanted to kind of, fill in some missing pieces or try and get a perspective under the hood, so to speak. And it got more and more interesting as we dove into it and the more people we talked to about it. And for an organization that has been historically buttoned up, just having so many kind of want to share and have other people understand what it was really like was very interesting.
That's Karen Garigian on the afternoon show here at WEEI yesterday with Mego and company.
And Jones starts Monday.
Yes. Adam Jones starts Monday on this radio station.
The debut of Jones and Mego. Looking forward to it.
So I don't understand. The article is what it is. There's anonymous sourcing in it. There's more than one. We talked a lot about who they were yesterday on this program. But I got a text message, start of the show this morning on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, slow news day, so let's make up some stories with anonymous sources. In the Twitch chat, there's one individual going on, and essentially saying that Mego used to work for the Herald, so clearly that's why this show is giving validity to the article with anonymous sources.
No, we're giving validity to the article because if anybody has ever met Karen or Andrew or watched them work, you know how professional they are. You know how they work in a locker room. You know how they work with players and coaches and staff. They are so tuned in. It's laughable to hear these people who have never met these people, have never seen them work, probably have never read any of their articles, go on and on about how it's all fake news.
But I don't even really need their resumes, right? Haven't we kind of heard enough whispers all season long about...
I don't know the... Listen, did you hear whispers about how dysfunctional it was?
Well, we heard the Jack Jones.
Okay, that wasn't a whisper. Like, that was, I guess maybe that's it was a whisper. Like, you know, basically, here's a guy who is basically a rookie standing up to Bill Belichick in a meeting and chirping back at him.
You're right. We heard Trent Brown. We heard Kendrick
Bourne spoke publicly.
Yeah.
And Wiggy, forget what we've heard. Mm-hmm. What did we see in terms of the behavior of Mac directing anger at the coaching staff on the field on Sunday or Monday night? We saw this going on. And without going back through all the details, but years and years ago, we planted a story thanks to a guy named Nick in Boston to Ron Borges, who thought he was talking with someone very important. Ron Borges broke a story that was totally wrong. It was a goof by Nick. Immediately when that story went to print, Tom Curran quote tweeted it and said, quote, this is off the reservation. This is totally wrong.
Right.
You have not heard speaking of what would be good for business, it'd be good if Kyrie or Andy Hart or if, you know, Volan or someone or Greg Bedard, if somebody else, Phil Perry, could do a story debunking their rival colleagues' work, they would do it in a heartbeat. It's just been people co-signing it.
Right.
That's all you need to know.
And it has been in the 20 plus years that Bill has been here, it's been the first time that I can remember where you have countless anonymous sources on that team in that building talking about how bad it was. I mean, and
that's never happened before. That part is shocking to
me. It's shocking to you because you played for the guy.
Yes.
Nobody would ever do that, right?
Nope. That is like not only would nobody ever do it, guys in that locker room wouldn't allow it.
It's like a mutiny. It's like the mutiny on the Bounty, Curtis, to mention a film that Courtney, Shime, Wiggy, or you have never seen.
That's correct. And it's also look at what the Patriots have done since their season ended. They openly announced they were in negotiations with an assistant coach to retain him. They released a statement with Bill Belichick quoted in it about hiring an offensive coordinator, something that made him get the bitter beer face when he was even asked about who was calling plays less than a year ago.
You think Teddy, Willie Mack, Lawyer, Brady would allow that type of article to be, you know, kind of
would allow their teammates to speak anonymously to any media outlet.
And if something like this did come out during that time, there be a team? Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. Team meeting. Who's calling that meeting right now?
Who is the one that's been out there, you know, jaw-japping, smacking your lips to the media? Because we need to figure this out right now.
Well, the issue is that they're all in agreement. Like, they all stand by Mac Jones, and they're all in agreement when it comes to how dysfunctional it was down there. And I feel like public enemy number one was Joe Judge, idiot.
He took a 2x4 to the face with this thing.
he really did.
But I also look at it like, even if you are in agreement, like, there are a lot of people that were in agreement that Bledsoe Bledsoe was getting jerked over because you never lose your job to injury. Right. So there were a lot of people who believed that, nothing against Tom. But did anybody know that outside of the locker room?
Nobody did. All right. Well, anyway, I have zero questions about the credibility when it comes to this article. And it's because of the two individuals who wrote it who have fantastic sourcing. So we'll talk more about that this morning. Coming up at 7:20, you mentioned Tom Brady. Coming up at 7:20 during They Said It, there's an NFL wide receiver who would not want Tom Brady on his team.
Wow.
Shockingly. We'll get to that and the rest of They Said It, what they said yesterday in sports, coming up in 20 minutes at 7:20.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.